Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Monday the 4th of August. Last Friday's US employment report showed a fragile labour market in the US. The revisions to the data bring previous months more into line with the broader evidence. Firms are not hiring, though firing remains limited. Last month's weird surge in education employment has been revised away. The healthcare sector continues to grow, but manufacturing employment is falling as uncertainty constrains investment and automation generates capital for labour substitution. However, US President Trump's response in firing the commissioner of the Bureau of Labour Statistics is potentially a lot more serious than the data releases per se. This action raises questions about the independence of US economic data in the future. Last Friday's payrolls numbers will be wrong because economic data around the world has become increasingly unreliable. There are four drivers of the problems with economic data globally. First, most data is survey-based and survey response rates have collapsed. That means a less representative samples may be taken and quirks can then distort the data. Second, political polarization and media sensationalism mean that survey responses are increasingly reflecting more extreme political viewpoints rather than actually recording economic reality, as US consumer confidence data so admirably demonstrates. Third, the rapidly changing global economy means that old-fashioned data metrics may not capture everything that is now happening. Social media influencer still does not exist as a job category, for instance. Finally, statistical agencies have been underfunded and understaffed. US consumer price inflation is now based on a smaller number of cities and a smaller number of price points than in the past, because there's not enough money to measure inflation in the United States properly. Nonetheless, none of these problems with data are deliberate political bias on the part of the compilers of the data. Data will be revised a lot more frequently and with larger revisions than in the past, but the principle is still to try and objectively measure what is happening in an economy. Any perception that a layer of political bias is being added to data would have significant implications. There would be a suspicion that any positive number is rigged, like those countries where 5% growth targets are miraculously beaten year after year on the official GDP numbers. The risks of policy error increase further, and the difference between the lived experience and reported data grows, making it harder for businesses to plan for the future. In the case of the United States, any perception of political bias in economic data would accelerate the shift away from the dollar as a reserve currency. The point about being a reserve currency is that on a number of key criteria, your standards are better than the next alternative. Politicizing data would go a long way to undermining that. President Trump is expected to nominate a new Federal Reserve governor and a new Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner this week. In the current climate, it is hard to see how those nominees will not be tainted by the perception of being political puppets. The Fed governor may then be nominated to be the next Fed chair. The Fed chair has to be a governor, and this is the only guaranteed vacancy to come up before current Fed Chair Powell's term as chair ends next year. The Senate has to confirm both of these appointments. The outgoing Bureau of Labor Statistics commissioner was confirmed 86-8 in 2023. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.